Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Social scientist Brené Brown, in her book, Braving the Wilderness, The Quest for True Belonging, speaks about how important community is in coming to discover and find who oneself is, and the importance of community in allowing the best to come out. She talks about many different things, about being vulnerable in the sense of community, that it is where we gain strength in that vulnerability. And she goes on with some really, really powerful, really insights and wisdom. There's this one particular quote that I really liked. I thought it applied to today's readings. She says that hunger tells us that our glucose levels are low and we need nourishment. Thirst tells us that we need water to avoid the damage of dehydration, and that the pain tells us that there is a potential damage for tissue, and loneliness tells us that we need social connection. She goes on to talk about how important it is that we need community. Not only that we would like community or want community, but that innately in the human condition, we need community. We need to belong, and we need to belong to groups that are significant, not just a group, but that we truly belong. This is the very theme that St. Paul takes up today in his letter to the Corinthians. He's talking about this very diverse community inside the city of Corinth, a very busy seaport. And there's incredibly diversity of people and of gifts, all trying to be the Christians. And they're fighting. They're fighting over who is best and whose gifts are the more important gifts. And he uses this image now that we have heard so often, we've sort of become almost dull to its powerful meaning. It's this body that we are all parts of the same body. And he goes into this illustration today about how the hand can't say to the ear, it doesn't need it, or the eye can't say to the foot that we don't need each other, that all parts of the body have a role, that all are significant. And he goes on to point out that even this, maybe the least, what appears the least significant is the more significant. Now, we hear that as like, yeah, we've heard it so often. But at the time this was first came out in the ancient biblical times, the image of the body was used very different. It was used by the Roman authorities to assert control over people, because the Roman authorities were the stomach, and you had to feed the stomach. In other words, all you plebs, they were saying, you must bring in all the produce so that the stomach can be fed. The engorging of the princes and the emperors, that's what the role was to feed the stomach. Now, Paul takes this very image that was commonplace and turns it on its head and says, No, actually, the most insignificant, your toe, your foot, can be actually equally as important. And your eye is as important as your head or your hand. And he goes on and then he says, and even what appears to be the most insignificant are actually the most important. Now, why does he say that? Paul is trying to emphasize what Christ emphasized, that he came to give glad tidings to the poor, that he was going to set the captives free. Now, why is this so significant? Because he is saying that the least in the community will define what our community is like. How we treat the least of us will tell us who we are as a community. How we treat those who are poor, those who are broken or wounded, those who are injured, that will tell us who we really are. And he gives this beautiful image of this body. Why? Because if in fact your hand hurts, we know this to be true. If your hand hurts, it's very hard not, even if your only your pinky hurts. Everything inside of us seems like, ah, ah. I mean, kids, I see you guys with a little, your finger will be broken. You're like, you're going, ah. And we walk around because it hurts. And it's very hard. It seems like everything we do seems to use that finger or that. And it's, although we know that's not true, it affects the whole body. And that's what Paul is trying to say, is that if we are a true community where we belong, that when one person is hurting, then we all ought to be hurting. And to have that community takes work. And Paul knows that. He gives him then, goes on to give him prescriptions about how to be this. But the emphasis is what is from the gospel today, is that we take the mission of Jesus as our mission, that we set the goal of treating the least among us as more important. Why? Because in that moment, they need healing. Now, this is a perfect way for us as a community to send off, if you would, the beginning of Catholic Schools Week. Why? It's because this is what we seek to be as a community here at Holy Spirit. To not just be a community that is focused around the school learning great academics, and we know the teachers do great work to do that, but it's more than just about great academics or great programs, after-school programs. It's about being this body of Christ. It's about being our best selves as much as possible all the time. Now, we who have been trying to live this know that that's really hard work, and that's why you need a school, in a sense, to help continue to foster this and to continuously to challenge the children to talk about it and to be this living body of Christ. That's what we try to do in every Catholic school, is to be the living body. And the center of what we do is the Eucharist. This becomes the model of who we try to be, in that when we come to church, we want to belong. But what we do here has to be lived out there. If we come here and we celebrate, as we ought to, each Sunday to celebrate that we're the living body of Christ, that's great. But if we don't do what that living body of Christ is called to do outside, not only are we not living our words, but we're actually bringing scandal to the gospel itself. Because if we're not doing it, let me just like put it in reverse here for a moment. If we come to church and we are not taking care of the least among us, then who do we think should do that? Because we're the ones who proclaim, we're the ones who just read it from the gospel, we're the ones who say, this is who we are as Christians. If we do not do that outside, then not only are we being hypocritical, but we're actually being scandalous to the gospel because we claim it as ours. Now, so that's heavy, I get it. But what does that mean for us? Well, every one of us is different in a different way. For what the school children need to do is different than what we as adults need to do. But for the school children, we need to think about who in our class is most in need. Who do I need to be kindest to? Who do I need to be most gentle to? Why? Because they may have stuff going on, that they may have lost a loved one, and they need, or they may find class really difficult. We're called to be kinder to them because, well, they're one member of our body who is hurting. And the same is true for us as adults in our life. That whoever in the wider community, whether it be a fellow teacher or whether it be a fellow employee that we work with or whether it be our boss or whether it be a stranger or whether it be a homeless person, we are called to be the living face of Christ to them. So we come here today to be nourished by the body of Christ, to become the body of Christ to others. And that is hard work. And we need the strength of each other to do it. That's why what Brené Brown talks about, this quest for true belonging, we need each other. We need that social connection because it's too hard to do it alone. We need to see others working it out, and we try harder because we know it's the right thing to do and others are giving us strength to do it. So today, Let's take one step forward, some one step that we know that needs to happen in our life. Is it a neighbor? Is it a friend? Is it a family member? Is it a classmate? Who is it that we know is in need and needs that help? And so today we choose to say, this week I'm going to help that one person because I know that they are hurting. And it can be something very small, something very gentle and kind, but we must do some one action. Because if we don't, then we are not living what we receive. We are not living who we claim to be in the living body of Christ. This word we have heard this morning is now fulfilled in our hearing. And you and I are that fulfillment.